Yes, I suppose it's something we were expecting, really. I think the Taoiseach did say before the last election he wouldn't lead the party into another election. I think it was no secret that Enda himself was going to make that call today, and he's done that. And you know, it's the end of an era. He's a man that has been in politics for a long time. And, you know, he's had his critics, this Taoiseach. I suppose not everything went right for him, but he inherited the country with 16% unemployment, which was essentially bankrupt. And today that unemployment rate is down at 6%. So I think he's done a lot of things right, and I think we owe him great debt of gratitude today. He has been a good friend to Donegal. He's worked hard for us, and, you know, it's the end of an era, and I suppose tomorrow will bring new politics and new contenders for leadership race.
Now, we know the two main contenders are Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar. Who do you envisage taking up that role?
Well, I suppose I don't know yet, but I have no problem in saying who I will be voting for. I will be voting for Leo Varadkar in that contention race. I think he's by far the most qualified. He has been in Donegal a lot of times. I didn't realise until relatively recently that part of his training was done up here in Inishowen. We had a meeting with him, the Fine Gael Councillors had a meeting with him on Friday night. We met him and spoke to him for about an hour and a half. And to be honest with you, he just asked questions for the hour and a half. He wanted to know everything about Donegal. We spoke to him a lot about Brexit. We spoke to him about the problems of fishing and farming and unemployment in Donegal. And he is a very good listener, and he asks all the right questions. And I think he would make a very good Taoiseach in terms of making decisions, because he would take a lot of advice before he would make that decision.